Okay, for this setup, I've got the Sennheiser microphone right up here. I'm monitoring through the Boosteroo, which is this little device right here. And I'm picking up a good monitor now. I had a little problem with the first testing of this because I was using line in on the mic. I'd set that up that way earlier on the Juiced Link CX231. I had set it that way, set it up line in there and forgotten about it. And so I was getting very little low levels out of the mic. This is Sennheiser. It's, right now I've got it, I'm feeding it 48 volt power. And I actually have to switch on it too. So I'm going to turn the switch off on the mic, see if that makes any difference. Still got 48 when I turn it off completely. We've lost sound on the battery now, and I'm running off the battery on the Sennheiser now, running off the battery. And so at this point, I'm going to go quiet. It's a little noisy in this house still. Wife is doing laundry down the hall, on the other side of the house, actually, but it's still, you can hear the rumble in the background. We're going to see how low a level we get here. I'm running this on channel 1. I'm panning everything to the center because this is a mono mic. I'm going to close this door just to make sure we get maximum quiet we can at this point. And the door is closed. So, going to go quiet. That was my computer in the next room, indicating that someone came in. You heard that door open in the background. That was AOL's door opening, saying someone came into a room. This monitor is working pretty good. I think it's going to work out all right using this Boosteroo monitor. I'm getting just a good tone in here in the mics, and I can hear pretty much what's going on. Whoa! And see, I maxed out a little bit there. So let's leave it at that. See what we got.